Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, the happiness specialist of the world, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with your friends. I get new listeners every week. I appreciate all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this life, right? What a roller coaster of a ride. Up and down and all around, and the challenges and the lessons, and oh my goodness, it's just sometimes it can be overwhelming even for me. Trust me, my dear audience, don't think that what I share on this show every week, Reality Spirituality, that I'm not up here practicing and experiencing the same things you are. Trust me, my dear audience, the difference is what do you prioritize in your life? What are the 10 top things that you prioritize in your life? You know what? Scratch the 10. Give me 5. And that's really important to write down and to ask yourself. I'm around people a lot during you know, when I'm out in public. And sometimes these questions, I was surprised. I asked someone last week, well, what is the most important thing to them in their life, and they stopped and they said, well, you know, I haven't really thought about that. So all I do on this show is just share my perspective, share tools, strategies, life strategies, just so you can navigate, I can navigate through this journey and feel at peace and feel balanced and relaxed. And just feel good. Have a vibration of peace. You know what I'm talking about. Can you sustain peace? Well, like I've said before, and I'm going to use peace, same as happiness, peace, contentment, same as happiness. You know, it's a vibration of knowing that that person in the mirror is doing just fine. And everything that that person in the mirror, that is, everything that the person in the mirror is experiencing is a necessary experience. See, happiness is a practice skill. Happiness comes from committing to wanting to be happier, wanting to feel, and when I say happy, I'm talking about this vibration of peace. This vibration, you know, you're either vibrating peace or you're vibrating something else. And I'm on the peace train. And it is a practice, moment by moment practice. And what I do on this show and what I share on this show is what to practice and what to eliminate. It's very simple, my dear audience. They're very simple concepts. There is a formula to feeling, to being peaceful, to feeling happy, to feeling relaxed, to feeling balanced throughout the storm. I'm not talking about being happy when the sun is shining. I'm talking about being happy and content when it's raining and there's a storm outside and there's turbulence and their waves are crashing and up and down and up and down. That's what I'm talking about. That's what this show shares with you. There are a lot of behaviors that we were all programmed to behave like. And it is the programming that is the issue, and we've talked about it before. And one of the things, listen, one of the things that I still have remnants of it, is this emotion, this vibration of pride. And before we get into that, because there cannot be any peace where there's pride. If you want to feel at peace, if you want to have this balance, there cannot be one speck, 1 ounce of pride anywhere in the neighborhood, anywhere in the vicinity. Pride, there is no room. When I say pride, there is no room for pride when there's peace. They don't exist together. But before I do that, let me just share with you who the heck I am, especially for the new people. Everybody else can go and take a couple of minute break if you don't want to hear it again and again and again. As a happiness specialist, I am committed to practicing in every single moment, making choices, and my choices are always between peace and drama. And it is a conscious choice. So the consciousness and the self-awareness is also a practice. There is absolutely nothing that comes out of my mouth. I don't care if I'm annoyed. I don't care if I'm irritated. I don't care if I'm happy. There is nothing that comes out of my mouth that isn't a conscious choice. And what happens is, what I find is, people talk, people respond, people react based on a program. Somebody steps on your toe, or scratch the step on the toe. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Now you are, especially for my California people, somebody and New York people, somebody cuts you off in traffic. Now there is a reaction to, okay, I'm angry, the nerve of them, how rude, all of these looking out at something else or what someone else has done. When you're noticing what other people are doing, and when you are focusing on what, and this is, I know this is last week's topic or topic before, when you're focusing on what anyone else is doing, you are subtracting from your happiness in the moment. Now, let me just get back to the topic, because I got off just for a second. When I say making a commitment to wanting to be happier, it is a practice, it is a priority, it is a focus, that when you commit to the practice, I'm not going to say when, I'm not going to tell you how. But what I'm saying is, when you make a commitment and you practice, and it is a priority for you, to you, not about your health, it's not about your finances, it's not about your relationships, it's not about your coworkers, it's not about your family, it's not about how you look, it is about feeling peaceful. And when you prioritizing, feeling, identifying, being peace, then the journey gets easier. There's no, in my humble opinion, there's no such thing as attracting circumstances that are going to be peaceful, or living in a place that is peaceful. The peace comes from within. And I'm talking about an internal and a vibration that you emit, an energy that you emit. And when you practice it and you commit to it, guess what? You become peace. And then there is nothing that happens to you. There is nothing that you are going to experience that is going to take you out of that vibration of peace, because that's what you are. That's who you are. That's what you practice. And one of the things that subtracts from peace, and it is the truth, it is proven, there is evidence of it, I'm letting you know, decades and decades and decades and decades of experimentation, pride and peace do not mix. You cannot be at peace, feel that vibration of peace, when you allow your pride, when you allow pride to drive the car, when you allow pride to be in any part of your identity. And I know your ego does not want to hear it. Trust me, my ego poo-pooed the whole pride thing too. But a few years back, audience, trust me, all of the things that I share with you to practice, I have to practice myself. And one of the things that really helped me was my number one son, who texts me when he wants to, calls me, texts me when he's inspired to, calls me when he's inspired to. And the pride on my side of the coin is, if I call him or I text him and he doesn't call back or he doesn't text back right away, that's okay. See, the pride gets in, the ego gets in when you're expecting something from someone else. You expect them to call. How about this one? Do you remember this? Because I do this a lot. Well, he started it. He started the argument, so he's supposed to call me and apologize. Have you ever sat there pouting, waiting for someone else to make the first move? It's called making the first move. I'm not going to make the first move. It's their fault. They're supposed to make the first move. You know what I'm talking about out there, my dear audience. Don't pretend you don't know the "I'm not going to make the first move." It's their responsibility. All that making the first move, all of that ego pride, I'm sorry, is just bullshit. And why is it bullshit? Because it subtracts from your peace. Now, the ego will do anything. It is a ferocious, non-sleeping, non-resting entity that does not want you to feel good or does not want you to have 1 ounce of peace. In fact, the ego and peace do not mix. There is nothing peaceful about this ego. Not to hate on it, but there is nothing peaceful about the ego. But let me say something. And so the ego is all about being prideful. The ego is all about the one being right. When you're right, you know you're right, and so now you have the stand, and I'm not going to bend, and I'm right, and they're supposed to crawl back to me. And it is a hard practice. It is a difficult practice on the ego to let go of pride. But when you prioritize happiness, it's going to be easy to let go of it. And you can start like this. You know, I never have a problem without a solution. You can start like this. Call back even if they haven't called you. I remember thinking certain friends I would have, well, I'm always calling them, and they don't call me, and I'm going to wait until they call first. You know what I'm talking about, audience. You know. And that just had to go out the window. I don't care if I've had a back and forth argument with you. I don't care if there's been a conflict. I don't care if you've insulted me. If you practice committing to happiness, You cannot be insulted, but that's another topic. That's about words and how words are not powerful, regardless of what you think. That, regardless of what you think, words have been programmed to be powerful, but in reality, they're not powerful. They're just letters put together. Letters put together, and the power comes from whatever opinion you have about yourself and whatever the opinion you feel and you know about yourself. No one can insult you. No one can offend you. No one can hurt your feelings. When you feel solid in who you are and you are solid in your own opinion, and, you know, my opinion is the same as the universe's opinion. Whatever the universe feels about me, that's what I feel about myself. It's a practice that has helped me, with not taking anything anybody says seriously and being able to call back, text back, apologize quickly, recover quickly. That pride thing, you know, the recovery time I'm talking about. How long are we going to hang on to? How long are you going to hang on to? What do they call that? Oh, holding a grudge. Oh, my goodness. I was the best grudge holder. I could hold a grudge for years. Don't tell anybody. I could hold grudges for years. And then everybody in my life that I can think of right now that is still holding a grudge that will not speak to me. Can you believe it? I have a few people that don't speak to me. It's so funny. That, oh, you know, they're upset for some reason. Trust me, it's happened years ago, and now they still don't speak to me. Isn't it? It's the funniest thing that you can hold on to something and not talk to someone for years and years and not forgive and not forget for years and years and years. But the truth is, you are poisoning yourself. Pride is the same as having cancer. It is an infection. It's a virus. It's a poison. It's a poison in your system. I don't care what the ego says. I don't care the excuses the ego makes. Pride is a poison in your system. And I wrote down, let me see, hold on a second. Let me just get in my notes here. Because I wrote something down. Here we go, pride. Oh, I hope you're hanging in for this because this is really, really good. Pride. All pride is focusing on what someone else thinks about you. What will they think about this? What will someone else think about that? What will they think about me? Will they think that I'm weak? Will they think I'm a... I wrote down pussy, so I'm going to say, will they think I'm a pussy? Will they think I'm stupid? Pride is always, without exception, about someone else. And peace cannot live in a house of pride. There is never any peace with pride. Pride is always focusing on what someone else thinks. Oh, if I call back now, if I call back the next day, if I call back in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be perceived as weak. You know what I'm talking about, audience. Don't leave me up here hanging like I'm the only one that has experienced that knows what that. Yes. I'm not going to call back. You're going to be the first one to call back. You're going to be the first one to apologize. I'm telling you right now, if there's any conflict in my life, I am so quick to apologize in 2 seconds. I mean, right in the moment when I drove to California a month ago, I was pulled over by the Oregon State Police, and what did I say to him? I said, okay, this was my first time driving. Yes, it was my first time driving that long distance. And, of course, let's just say this. His energy wasn't light. How's that? The energy was not light. And I remember he said something to me, and I came back with, well, I know this person, you know, I know a few people in law enforcement in California, And why did I even say that? Why did I mention that? Because this officer really, really got upset with me mentioning another state law enforcement for whatever reason. And I quickly apologized. I said, well, I'm sorry I brought that up. I'm sorry I didn't mean to, you know, I was just trying to get out of a ticket was what I was really trying to do, which I did get out of. Well, I didn't get out of the ticket. The universe got me out of the ticket. But the thing is, instantly I apologized, and I even put my hands in the prayer position, and then I extended my hand out to him, and the apologies are so easy to come. They're so easy for me because there is no way I'm letting my pride get in the middle of, I don't care who's right. I don't care who is perceived to be right. I don't care who's right. I don't care who's wrong. There, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the peace I want to feel. See, pride is getting in the way of the peace I want to feel. And when that happens, oh, you got to move out of the way, pride. I have none. And I'm proud of it. No, hold on a second. Let me scratch that because, no, there are still some cracks and crevices. I have found some pride still living in my home, in my internal home. I have found some, and I said, oh, gee, I didn't know I had a little pride left. But trust me, my dear audience, little by little by little, that pride is getting whisked out of here because there is no room for pride when you prioritize peace. And that's really the whole message of this show today. So my challenge to you is, how are you to ask yourself, how are you prideful? What do you hold grudges? Do you stand on conviction? Do you, and you know this pride thing about calling or not calling or acknowledging someone, or waiting for someone to make the first move. When you wait for someone to make the first move, number one, you're using a lot of time. You know, we only have a few moments here. So you're going to spend your time with this energy that doesn't serve you in any way, that disrupts your peace. You're going to choose that, or you're going to swallow. You're going to say, you know what, ego, sit down for this one. I'm making the first move. I am going to try to smooth whatever issue it is over. I don't care what it is. The other person can always be right. I don't need to be right anymore. Most of the time. I don't need to be right anymore. I know I'm right about the pride and the peace. So my question to you, my dear audience, is your pride more important than feeling peaceful? And that's only a question that you can answer. I'm going to also ask you, what are the top things that you need in this life? What are your priorities? What, standing in this moment right now, what do you prioritize? What do you prioritize? And if that list has anything on it that involves another person, you know that your priorities are dependent on someone else now. So a little hint, try to, when you're making your list of what's important to you, don't include anyone else. And don't include anything that you cannot control. That's going to be a little tricky. So you're not including anyone else, and you're not including something that you cannot control. And what can you control? Let me remind you. let me remind you what you can control. What you can control is prioritizing and making a commitment to wanting to be happier, prioritizing making a commitment to wanting to feel peace or identifying with peace or having peace as your identity, a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier, surrendering in every moment, humbling the ego, being yourself, accepting self, accepting others, accepting it all, living consciously, being okay with uncertainty, allowing, trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of other people's business, and practice behaviors that add to your happiness and eliminate the behaviors that subtract from happiness. How's that? In other words, when I say what are important to me, well, what's important to me is more clarity, is more truth, is more consciousness, is more self-awareness, is being okay with uncertainty, is trusting, is surrendering, is letting go of all resistance. In knowing that this plan, knowing that whatever is happening, knowing that my purpose, my destiny is perfection, that everything that is happening to me or will happen to me is serving me, even though it doesn't feel like that, even though it doesn't look like that, knowing and trusting that all of the experiences that I'm having are for my betterment. Some of the things that subtract from your happiness is blaming anything or anyone for the way you feel, comparing yourself to someone else, noticing what someone else is doing, having expectations, living in the past, living in the future, having attachments, giving power to words, taking anything personally. See, that's another thing. Pride is always about taking something personally. Pride is always, well, that's personal to me. And I'm here to tell you, take nothing personally. I don't care if they're shouting your name. Taking anything personally is a prideful vibration and an energy. And it subtracts from your peace. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, you can go on YouTube and find a few of my videos. Thank you. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and Lulu.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out one of these days. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing, you're always changing, you're always evolving. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Accept that person in the mirror. Accept that person in the mirror. Be kind to that person in the mirror. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Norrington. Talk to you again next week. Have a conscious week, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
Question for RLN.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.